Joining me today is Ron from the London Philharmonic Skiffle Orchestra. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Kerry.
Tell us a bit about the band.
Okay, well, we're the London Philharmonic Skiffle Orchestra, and we're kind of a bit of an unusual band in some respects. We are called the Skiffle Orchestra, the London Philharmonic Skiffle Orchestra, but we don't only do skiffle, we do a bit of skiffle. Some of your older listeners will know Lonnie Donegan, the King of Skiffle. We do one or two of his tunes, but we do a lot of other stuff as well. We do lots of comedy, lots of costume changes. We do a full show, and if anybody's ever seen us or they'd like to come and see us, then they'll certainly be in for a treat. We've got lots of unusual instruments. We play the double bass, the violin, the banjo, the guitar, the water can. We've got some unusual instruments like the fly spray, harmonica. The main thing that we do try and do is entertain people.
Your nickname in the band is the Right Horrible Ronald Regan, is that right?
Well, I'm not really horrible. They just call me that just for a bit of fun. It's just a title. It's a kind of a thing that evolved out of a joke one day. We've got Captain Cabbage, who's also the percussionist in the band. He doesn't play drums. He plays a load of suitcases and some pots and pans and saucepans and kettles. And then we've got Mike Martin, who plays the banjo and guitar and the ukulele, which is very popular these days. Probably I think the ukulele has taken over as the best-selling instrument from the guitar. And then we've got Martin Oram, who used to be with Waterfall, the very famous folk trio from the 80s. And Martin plays lots of instruments. He plays the violin, the mandolin. He also plays the bouzouki. So that's the four of us all together.
You formed in 2000. How did you all meet?
Well, the other three guys used to do a lot of television work years ago, small bit parts on Only Fools and Horses, and they've been in Star Wars. So they were kind of doing some, the term is walk-on and supporting artists, and they all met doing that. And they formed the band as just the three of them in 2000. And I was working on another show. I was travelling the world with a comedy act called Nuts and Bolts, formerly known as the Nitwits. Some of your older members would remember the Nitwits from the London Palladium days. And I was busy doing that. So I kind of knew that these guys were doing the show. And about 4 years ago, they said, would you like to join the band? So I said, well, that would be great. I think I'm ready to start work again, because the other band packed up 2 years before. And the rest is history. We've had a wonderful time. We've been all over the country. We go abroad quite often. We go to Finland, Denmark, Germany, France. We just got back from the Isle of Man, which was great. And, yeah, we're having a wonderful time.
Pretty impressive, the amount of places that you've played.
You know, you get like a top 10 list of gigs of all time. We had a wonderful a gig not long ago on Channel 4 with Vernon Kay doing a TV show. That was a really great gig. Met Vernon, he was a great guy, and he joined in. And we also play a, hard to believe maybe, but we play a toilet. It sounds rather like a trombone. And Vernon played with us on this particular show. I don't know whether anybody saw it. We're very big in Finland, believe it or not. The guys went over there in the year 2000 to do a skiffle festival with one of the stalwarts of skiffle, Chas McDevitt. Now, Chas McDevitt had a number one hit record with Freight Train, but it was a number one hit in 1957, and it was a hit all over the world, in America and all over Europe. And they backed Chas McDevitt and did their own show, and they've been going back there every year since. We do the odd charity job for the Grand Order of Water Rats. One of our members is involved in that, so we do some good stuff with them.
You recently played at the Gardens on Oliver Road in Leighton. Do you have any more plans to play locally?
Well, we hope so, yeah. It was a lovely afternoon. That was a show on the bandstand in Coronation Gardens. And Coronation Gardens has been refurbed, and it's absolutely gorgeous down there now. If anybody's out that way, just take a walk round there. It's right next to Leighton Orient Football Club. And I remember the Coronation Gardens from the old days in the 60s, when they used to have the groups there. There was a kind of a building there, a wooden building that used to have the I saw the Animals there. I think the Foremost. Didn't see the Rolling Stones there, they were at Leighton Baths, but any old-timers that are around would remember Coronation Gardens. They used to, sometimes there was a few punch-ups there with the Mods and Rockers, but we won't dwell too much on that. But it was a great gig. Yeah, we sat up on the stage and we had lots of people there, and hopefully we will get booked back there. But we also were recently at the Rose and Crown Theatre Club in Hoe Street, which is a really nice venue. They have all sorts of things going on there. The folk club is there. They have a show from the West End and that kind of stuff. So we're hoping to go back there. But we virtually sold out last time we were there.
You said you dress up in costumes when you're on stage to entertain visually. What inspires the costumes?
Well, what inspires the costumes is the nature of the tune. For example, one of my little party pieces is I do a thing with the bagpipes. So obviously I have a Scottish costume with a kilt and the big Busby hat, and that's why I wear the Scots gear. One of the other things that we do a German routine. So we wear the lederhosen and the German hats. We do an operatic thing, and I have a big Pavarotti fat suit, so I walk on as Pavarotti, and the other guys are dressed up in their Italian chef's hats. Mr. Spoons, one of our characters, we have a costume that Mr. Spoons wears, and it's a jacket completely covered in spoons with a hat with a load of spoons on, and because he plays the spoons, and he sings about spoons. So that's another one that we do.
If our listeners want to keep up to date with the band, is there a mailing list that they can join?
Yeah, well, what you need to do, folks, if anyone's out there, you've got a little bit of time on your hands, www.lpso.co.uk. And most people know how to Google now. If not, they probably know somebody that does. Just Google London Philharmonic Skiffle Orchestra. You can go on our website. We've got all sorts of bits and pieces on there. We've got a list of where we're working. We've got all the information about how we were formed, all the details about the different guys in the show. And there's a section on there where we've got some merchandising. We've got the albums. And one of our guys, Mike Martin, he's written a couple of books.
Okay, well, thank you for having me this evening, Ron.
Yeah, and can I wish everybody well? I know that some people are not feeling so good in the hospital, and I'm sure that you're in the best place, and good luck to everybody, and I wish everybody all the best.